Is ordinance amendment chapter 99 relating to site work and bonding and performance guarantee.
This one I can give a brief explanation on. There was a discussion within county administration about the current bonding and guarantee requirements that are in place. Right now, basically, to get a notice to proceed on a subdivision, you have to supply bonds or letter of credit, whatever, some type of guarantee, cash bond you can even do, for the cost of the improvements that need to be done. And you have to do that up front. Same thing with the sewer, if you're connecting to the county sewer. There's been a request, frankly, and it's sort of then been mulled over by folks within planning and zoning and county engineering and administration about whether we need to look at that requirement and see if it makes sense if a developer wants to proceed on his own before selling a lot, transferring a lot, or building a house. If he can do so, is there a need for the bonding or the letter of credit? The reason for the bonds or the letter of credits are to protect third-party purchasers. Somebody buys in a development, they want to make sure that there's a guarantee that the roads and stormwater management and whatever else is going to get done. If you don't have those third-party purchasers, sort of common sense dictates that you don't really need the bonding at that point. I want to make clear, because I think there's been some concern from the public, that it doesn't eliminate bonds at all. There's still going to be, as soon as they want to transfer a lot or pull a building permit, that bond's going in place, or they won't be able to do it.
Unless they want to finish the whole thing before they sell the first lot.
Right.
That's exactly could right. Theoretically would be allowed to do that. I can't imagine anyone wanting to. But
yeah. And how it would be administered is the county now has agreements that developers must sign, both for sewer and for what I'll call site work, that have been approved and formed by county council. So the administration of this would be dealt with through county engineering, planning, and zoning with those contracts that are in place that you all don't see, because that's dealt with after, you know, the approval comes. A couple of suggestions, though, after this has been mulled around a little bit more, and I have a form of motion that I can read at the end of all this to cover this, but a couple of suggestions on it would be one that in the language of the proposed amendment, there's reference to approved. County engineering wanted that to be changed to reference substantial completion, because that's a term that's throughout the code and in the existing agreements. Then there was also a discussion about how do we police this. The building permits is easy, because on, like Lauren said, I think it's the AS-400 system. If you go to type in the parcel number, you know, and there's not a bond or letter of credit, it would flash or notify whoever's at the county issued the building permit. It's a little bit different on transfer and title through a deed. So the proposal, I think it's a good one, is to add a sentence to this amendment that says, in the event that no bond or other guarantee is provided, a notice in the form acceptable to the county attorney would be recorded in the office, or shall be recorded in the Office of Recorder of Deeds, putting the public on notice that no transfer or sale of lots is permitted in the development until such bond or other guarantee is provided as required. So that means anybody who's doing a title search would pick that up and realize, you know, we got to do something about this. Or if they don't pick it up, they're on constructive notice anyway. So that lays it out there. And then there was a suggestion, too, that the ordinance be reviewed by council 2 years after its adoption, just to see how it's going, to see if it's working, you know, or if there's anything else that needs to be done to tweak it. So that's all I got.
If the development is done in phases, is that how the bonds are done?
Yeah, it would be, and it would, that brings up another good point. Yeah, so it would be done in phases with the bonds or letter of credit, you know, so you could carve it up. And say if you had, you know, your roads rough graded and your stormwater management in but not approved, county engineering and planning and zoning would ask you for an estimate of the work to be done. So you'd only put up the bond for the work that still needs to be done.
On that phase.
On that phase, right, right.
And typically, the county engineering public works reviews the entire project for design.
Right.
And then they come in with phases for construction. And they do that primarily with the conservation district, because they have to be able to show that they can drain the whole site rather than go in and do a piece of it and then the rest of the drain does not work. So they have to look at least preliminarily, they have to look at the whole project, make sure the site works.
But does the computer pick up if somebody, so we're in this phase with this bond, and I'm going to transfer a deed outside of the phase, does it know that?
Well, yes.
We have a method. It probably should be, we need to come up with some way we can put it on the computer, but we do it. Public Works gets receipt of the bond, and they figure out which lots are being bonded. Then they send us a notice, and then we advise the building permit counter and flag everything else. And we can flag it on the computer.
That lot number.
And we can flag the whole rest of the project on the computer. So any permits, there'd be an automatic flasher light or sign that comes up on the computer on the AS400 system that shows that it's not bonded. Or it'll just say ask for subdivision. They know what it's for.
In this reference to a form acceptable to the county attorney, that's done throughout the code, you know, so that you don't have to spell out the form in the code. You know, it just says this is the type of thing we want. And then if you do it later, you know, figure out what the exact form would be.
Keeps it out of having to put the exact form in every time.
Yeah.
Does this impact the amenities in any way, or bonding of amenities that go beyond the site prep?
No, because this doesn't affect what's required to be bonded. It's just how it's administered. And it eliminates that bonding, again, if you're not going to sell or transfer or do any building permits.
It basically, the bonds, there's what it used to be two, and it's going to be three. You're going to have a bond for stormwater, and we're county's holding that bond for the conservation district because they don't have a method of a bond. The streets will be bonded. Well, actually, four. Sewer, if there's sewer in a project, has to be bonded, and then the amenities have to be bonded. So what was happening, we were getting bonds for streets and stormwater, but not amenities, and they were building the streets and stormwater. Only putting in a portion of the amenities, and then we don't have the capital and the bond that's left, and we have to go in, and if we had to foreclose, that would cover the amenities. So we've had that problem a few times.
And that's where, I mean, not, it's a little off point perhaps, but when we get to that discussion about the amenities and bonding, I think we need to talk about more alternatives than just bonds, because the amenities are often delayed in construction, and having a bond for a long period of time can be costly and maybe not even productive.
Can be impossible.
In this day and time, it might be actually impossible request versus, you know, allowing just a cash set aside on a per lot basis. You know, so allowing that option to the homeowners association to have and put it in escrow until such time as they meet the trigger that requires the amenities to be built.
And what you've seen, and you've actually seen it recently, several times this year, is that we had place in the ordinance of the approval that they had to be substantial, the amenities had to be in within 2 years of the first building permit. And the project, they got a building permit because the project was viable a couple of years ago, and now it's not. They only have one or two houses built. They've got to put in a pool and a tennis courts and all the other amenities, and it's not happening.
Yeah, and so,
and
I mean,
you change,
you know,
it to another method of a number rather than a.
Well, again, it's off point for this discussion, apparently. But, you know, if we can have that discussion whenever that comes up, that would be great to see if we can't give some more options that are more viable and flexible for when stuff happens that it shouldn't. As we've
and
seen.
That's one of our long list of ordinances that we have the pleasure of addressing this year,
yep.
Since our volume of applications is small.
Well, there you go.
Sounds like a job for our new intern. He could look at alternatives.
Tell him about that later.
How are you going to word the amendment to this one?
Oh, I was going to say what I can do is if you want, when we get to the point of the motion, I can just read off a proposed motion.
Yeah, we've got a motion.
Yeah.
There was, it's been stated at the beginning, there was some interest reported to email just in conversation from a couple of the council people that there's been some concern about the lack of a bond, but the way the email was read, it just didn't sound like they really understood the intent.
Yeah,
like they were thinking a lot's going to be sold, the units will be started without any bonding, but that's not the case.
Well, and a bond sounds good because it seems like a silver bullet, but in today's environment of hard to get money, it can be so cost prohibitive that it actually.
And if you talk to someone who has been through collecting on a bond, you just don't call them up on the phone and they send you a check. Believe me, it isn't a foolproof solution, but unfortunately it's the solution we have right now, and I think what's being proposed is makes a lot of sense. If they're not going to sell the units and nobody's going to be harmed, then, you know, but if they want to sell them at all, they're going to have to bond whatever's not done.
Yeah, anything you could end up with in this case would be a project that's substantially under construction, but there's nothing there to show it exists as far as dwellings. You're going to see streets and drain stormwater, and it's going to be out there where it could have been farmed until such time as they did build.
Well, and the benefit of this, too, is you could have a straight-shot development where they're going to get a lot of work done really quick, you know, and they don't want to deal with the cost of putting the bond up for, you know, running the sewer line.
If you've got a 12-unit subdivision, you're just going to go in, bust out the site work, get it done, and then
you're
going to put your units for sale.
If
you've got a 1,200-unit subdivision, different story.
Recently, at Middle Ford, there was a project that they built the whole project before they started the first house. And it was accepted.
May not have been by choice, but that's what they ended up doing.
It could have been. Yeah, that might be so.
But it can be done. I mean, it certainly can be done on small projects. Okay, I think to conform with the rules of it being a public hearing, we have to ask for public testimony. So we'll do that at this point. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in regard to Ordinance Amendment Chapter 99 relating to site work and bonding / performance guarantee, either for or against?
Step right up.
Or informational. Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite all of you that aren't here to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Gentlemen, that completes our public hearing.